Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, this is the Sunday show on the Here Be Monsters Network. Usually it's myself and Jack Jodell, but this evening we're having a discussion about Tuesday's protest against mass surveillance by the NSA. And so it's Nicole Tomasini and I, and whoever calls in will take you on, and you can bring your opinion to bear and introduce you to the subject. We're going to play you something Anonymous put out there.
Citizens of the world, citizens of the internet, and all participating members, we are Anonymous. In January 2012, we defeated the SOPA and PIPA censorship legislation with the largest internet protest in history. A year ago this month, one of that movement's leaders, Aaron Swartz, tragically passed away. Today we face a different threat, one that undermines the internet and the notion that any of us live in a genuinely free society. If Aaron were alive, he'd be on the front lines, fighting against a world in which governments observe, collect, and analyze our every digital action. Now, on the eve of the anniversary of Aaron's passing and in celebration of the win against SOPA and PIPA that he helped make possible, we are announcing a day of protest against mass surveillance to take place this February 11, 2014. Take part. This is your moment. The SOPA and PIPA protests were successful because we all took part as a community. As Aaron once put it, everybody made themselves the hero of their own story. We can't set a date, but we need all of you, the users of the internet, to make it a movement. Sign up to add a banner to your site. We're creating embeddable banners and widgets that you will be able to add to your site to encourage visitors to participate in the day of action. The photo is just a draft. The final design is yet to come. Sign up if you have a site that can participate, and we'll let you know how to implement a widget when they're ready. And if you work at a tech company or startup, lobby the management and ask them to join in too. Tell the world you're taking part by showing your support in changing your profile photo. Share one of these photos on Facebook. Lebowski is against surveillance too. Ben Franklin quoted about privacy and security. Join the conversation on Reddit. Plan, organize, and advocate. Be creative, do whatever you can. This moment is whatever we, the broad community of the people who care about the internet, make of it. Post a comment with a link to every NSA-related story. Make and share meme. Build a website. Organize an event. Then tell us about it so we can spread the word. We are Anonymous. We are Legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Expect us.
I don't know about you, Nick, but those guys are my pals.
I was going to say, I just love those dudes and gals.
And gals, and there's lots of them, and you never know who you're looking at on the face of it. And I think we all pretty well know these days that it's not just about our digital lives, what we're posting on Facebook or Twitter or Tumblr or any of them. I think people realize these days more or less that it's, and I think, you know, everyone knows that you're under watch almost everywhere all the time. I mean, if you leave your building right now in New York and take a walk down to the corner, you're probably under surveillance by some sort of camera that's either taking an eye out for a building, or maybe it's for traffic, or maybe it's through the window of a store, but you're under surveillance. And you can be tapped into by the NSA now. Everything we've seen in fiction, in movies and television would seem to be, you know, it's not so far a stretch. It's actually going on out there.
I always assume that I'm always being watched. I was just talking with Pinko the Bear and P. Nolan last night about it, that I just assume they're always looking. Doesn't make it right.
No, we have a right to privacy. We have a right to our civil rights include privacy. It's the same idea that our human rights are being violated by them violating our lives without leaving us any privacy. And it was in 2012 that we blacked out the net. Everybody piled on for that one and actually put up banners like today, tomorrow morning I will put up and leave my my banner up on my Facebook page and in my Twitter account and Tumblr account that says, you know, a fight against the day we fight back against mass surveillance. February 11th, which is Tuesday. And I know Dennis Traynor is going to be with a group of people who are going to be out in New York. It's the now I wish Pinko was on, and I'm looking for the notes. There's an alliance there that he's going to be with, and I know that Brad Holhut and or Pinko the Bear and a few other people that I'm aware of are going to be there too during the day to protest in the streets of New York. How about you, Nick? Are you going to go out and check it out?
I was thinking about it. I think I will if I can.
Well, weather permitting, I know.
Yeah, and it's just starting to snow now, so let's see what happens.
Well, yeah, there is bad weather coming in all fronts. And Trisha, or P.E. Nolan, is in the chat room, and she's saying that there's lots of chapters around the country. That is true. All you have to do is, and this is a general call to everyone out on the internet. And so posting this show and hoping to get people to listen into it and bringing awareness and just sort of pounding it down wherever you go and saying, hey, listen, you know, we've got something going on. Please black out. I'm going to put up a banner on my website. Not doing business. I'm not going to be processing any business that day. I'm blacked out, as they say. I know that the blog that sponsors this show, which is Roundtree 7, is going to be blacked out. And the website for all of it is really easy. It's thedaywefightback.org. And there is there's a link, thanks to David, in the chat room right now, but it's the daywefightback.org. And once this show is finished, I'm going to post it, which I'm really kind of bad about it. I'll post them over on the Commons Project Network, another board we have online for posting this kind of information. But I'm going to post it through Twitter, Tumblr, and all of them, and I'm going to do it continually until and through Tuesday to bring up awareness, because it doesn't take a lot. You know, it didn't take a lot in 2012 for us to, you know, Wikipedia went black, WikiLeaks went black. I mean, all these sites went black against SOPA, and it worked. It absolutely worked. Do you remember?
Yeah, awesome.
I was gonna play a bit that I had on SOPA, but you know, the young man that actually spearheaded that, Aaron Schwartz, who they say committed suicide, I'm not convinced of that at all. that's a whole other subject.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people are honoring this blackout in homage and memory of him. So it goes without saying that February 11th was chosen for the day because it's the day that Aaron Swartz died. Thank you, David. Be nice if you call in. In celebration of the win against SOPA and PIPA 2 years ago, and in memory of all of its leaders, of its leaders, and Aaron Swartz was definitely, you know, spearhead there. There are a lot of people involved with this. People you'd be surprised to find out. I'm seeing little messages on Twitter, and it's already becoming a real sensation and going on around, going around out there. So, what did you read up? What is your awareness of this? I know that you get involved when you see something perking up. Mm-hmm. What's your awareness of it?
Well, I didn't know about Aaron Swartz until today, until you pointed it out. So I went on a whole journey between what SOPA is, and then that brings you to all other, what is it, like Computer Fraud Act. And, you can really get a clear idea of what it's all about in about 20, 30 minutes. And his story is amazing. And then you see all these pictures of him, like such a light, such a happy, intelligent, you know, he just shines along with all of the progress that he made for fighting for our rights. And I agree with you that the whole suicide, as soon as I saw that, I was like, smells a little funny. And the fact that they put all those allegations on him and were trying to send him to jail for what, like 28 years and $1 million, this and that,
right.
That was just so excessive. It really shows you a lot. And then on Wikipedia, it also cites the different cases, court cases that came up from SOPA and ones that are similar to Aaron Swartz, and fascinating. You're just like, wow. And a lot of it I saw was that there's not a lot of clear wording. Mm-hmm. And so every time they try to word it better, it's really just to protect themselves, either the banks or the government, at all times. Amazing. Like, it's so transparent. That was what I found out today.
Well, and it should be noted that this isn't going to be a blackout on Tuesday, although I'm protesting with a sign, and I'm not going to do business in honoring Aaron Swartz and the idea of protest against the NSA. It's a virtual call to arms. The primary goal this time is to reverse America's retreat from liberty. And, of course, I'm reading from, of all places, The Guardian, of course, from liberty by telling lawmakers that we can't abide a surveillance state and by insisting that they vote for a measure called the USA Freedom Act that would be insisting they vote for a measure called the Freedoms the USA Freedom Act that would begin to restore civil liberties that we've lost in recent times. And we all can relate to that via the Patriot Act and everything else that's come along. For people outside the United States, the goal will be just as similar. This is not just in the United States. This is a global call. And it is called the Day We Fight Back Against Mass Surveillance. You know why it's a global call? Because, you know, it's like Merkel being spied on by our government, her phone calls being taped and monitored, or the French new president being monitored by our NSA. I mean, we're outrageous. We're way out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like watching all that's going on over in Russia with Putin against the gays. Well, you know, the gay community. This is the America is the same affront to every global citizen by the NSA's overwhelming surveillance of everyone. I mean, I have conversations and email and all kinds of digital back and forthing with people from England and people in Ireland and Spain and some people from Australia. And that's violating their rights just as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was obvious that it was all about protecting themselves and anything that has to do with looking at them. So anything that they need, that they deem useful, that we need to know and somebody else shouldn't know, but we need to know because it has to do with us, which is so vague on top of it. Amazing.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And just the fact that, you know, I mean, I think of myself as a informed. I mean, I think I'm pretty informed. And to read all of this today, when it goes through what computers are protected, because when you think about it, the Computer Fraud Act, at first you think, well, of course, that's about, you know, people not stealing my identity or it's meant to help me. No, it has nothing to do with the individual.
No.
It's only the protected computers, which means having to do with the government and what they're doing and what they want to do and the money and then any other country that has to do with that. Amazing.
It's true. And David, are you on? Are you hot? You live? I've got you on.
I'm about as live as you can be on a Sunday afternoon.
I wish you would bring up what you had just written in the chat room about Aaron Swartz.
Well, you know, the story of Aaron Swartz is really a story of a tragedy. I mean, here this guy was. He was all about internet freedom, and he dedicated his life to that concept. And what happened was he was downloading some, they call it JSTOR, but it's like journal documents online, and they're all free for download. If you're a student or whatever, you can do a download for free. So he was basically had connected to the MIT servers and was downloading not just 10 or 15 articles. He was downloading, you know, most of them so he could have his own reference, I suppose. But so anyway, he got caught at it because they had some video of him doing it. And initially the charges were going to be dropped, but the prosecutors just went above and beyond. They wouldn't let it go. And they charged him with so many crimes, you know, two of fraud and 11 of computer fraud. And they were just hounding him to death. He had over $1 million of legal fees. And, he'd been fighting it for 2 years. And you know, he had sort of a depressed state to begin with, I think. And it just overwhelmed him. I could see it happening to anybody, really, if they went that way long enough.
Yeah, when you're pushed that way, you're pushed and pushed and pushed, and it's not a news story. This is, I mean, you think of people like J. Edgar Hoover and we have fought these fucking tigers before, and defanged.
Yeah, and I might mention that it was January 11th that he actually killed himself, but they chose the date of the 11th for just to honor him, you know, even though it's February 11th. But last year he was inducted in the Internet Hall of Fame, which is sort of a famous thing for all the people that are the pioneers of the Internet. He was a free spirit, and you look at his face, he's just a young man that, he had a lot of ideals, and unfortunately, you know, some of those ideals met some harsh realities of this world. So it's a sad story.
It's really wonderful the fact that we can look up, though, and we can see people with ideals like this. I would put Chelsea Manning and Edward Snowden right in that same category.
Peaceful warriors.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I've had conversations with people where they're trying to convince that Snowden's a traitor, but I think he's a patriot of the highest sort.
Oh, yeah.
I think just by the very fact of President Obama having to address some of these issues and bringing it before the media in such a way that it has been for the past 3 or 4 months, it just proves what kind of task he was up against and what he brought to the open discussion. I mean, nobody would be talking about it about the NSA or even having this thing tomorrow if Snowden hadn't exposed some of these things that were going on. You know, nobody, not even Congress, realized how deeply the NSA was involved in everything from, you know, weakening cryptology to, you know, tapping into fiber optic cables and you know, doing the stuff that even Google and all these other companies didn't even know about. I mean, some of the companies collaborated. I mean, there was definitely collaboration with some of the industry, but some of them didn't have a clue of what was going on. The NSA was sort of, you know, going around their back and tapping their raw data. And it really is startling how much they've gotten into everything. I mean, you can pretty much assume that if it has electricity and it has any kind of communications, whether it's internet or cell phone or anything, that you're being listened to.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. I have absolutely no doubt about that. I think that every time I pick up my phone to call someone or text someone, anytime that is digital communication or digital format for anything or virtual, I figure, you know, if I don't want the whole world to know, I just better remove myself. And there's no way I could now remove myself completely. I've always understood that. I mean, since 2004.
Well, I think any reasonable person cannot expect that there wouldn't be spies. I mean, spies is just a part of the world.
Yeah.
You know, U.S. spies on other countries and other countries spy on us. You can't get around that. And really, you wouldn't want to have it any other way. But, I mean, there has to be a point where you say that the spy masters are going against the very citizens that they're trying to help out. I mean, when it directs inward and puts a focus on every single citizen, where every single citizen feels like he can't do anything without being recorded or copied or having the records from the day they're born, you know, at what point does the spy masters start taking over what you're really having them do? You know, I mean, who's the masters and who's the servants here? They're supposed to be serving us, not, you know, being the omniscient presence over our very existence.
Well, and the threat is that they will make sure that you are guilty until proven innocent. And this isn't, you know, like I said, these kind of tigers have reared up before, but they've been defanged by the people of the United States to their own decency.
Well, the technology for the all-encompassing, you know, everything has not been there before. I mean, they had the FBI and all that stuff before, but it was always, you know, wiretaps in hotels and surveillance and stuff like this. The kind of stuff they have now is it just completely overwhelming. I mean, the very second that you're on the internet or using your cell phone or any kind of database, you know, who's to say that they won't take all that information for this Obamacare and incorporate that in? Well, I'm pretty sure they will incorporate that into their huge database that they're making in Utah. I mean, they, you know, might mention this database in Utah is so huge that it pretty much can have every second of every year of your life recorded. It has that much memory storage.
Well, the thing that's up is this USA Freedom Act that would begin to restore some of the civil liberties that we've lost. One club I've stayed current in, the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, is behind this too. And so are some of the conservative think tanks. FreedomWorks is behind this too.
Yeah, so this is the one issue that sort of made some strange bedfellows. I mean, everything from the, well, you would think the most conservative of groups, along with the most progressive of groups, has sort of had this unholy alliance against this. Because everybody realizes that, you know, no matter what your opinion or issue or anything, you cannot have protests in the United States that makes anybody of power uncomfortable when you have the NSA feeding that information for any kind of organization back to the people that you're protesting against. And they've already done that. They've taken information and fed this information to fusion centers and all this stuff. So this fusion center had in some of these protest groups actually meetings with some of the bankers, the Goldman Sachs and the J.P. Morgans, and they were discussing ways to circumvent some of these protests against them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how can you have a protest against anything or anybody of power when you have such a potent force that's working against you? It undermines the very democracy of the country.
It does. It kicks the slats right out from under it. The organizers of this whole thing, David Siegel, a former Rhode Island state representative, is the head of a group called Demand Progress, which is advocacy group founded by the late activist Aaron Schwartz, who in turn is the key organizer of the SOPA. This is again, who is doing all the work on this is Demand Progress. And
this protest tomorrow is worldwide because everybody knows that it affects everybody worldwide. It affects the internet of Spain, of Britain, of Germany. Anybody is, I mean, the five prying eyes, as they call it, which is Britain, United States, New Zealand, Australia, and somebody else.
China?
Anyway, No. Anyway, they have their hooks in the world's internet. The internet is no longer, you know, if it ever was, it's no longer something that can be trusted to do anything that, you know, I think it was originally designed for. You know, it is sort of a, the internet maybe is being a little idealistic, but it was sort of a method of having free speech throughout the world. And you know, NSA and the others have quickly sort of clamped down on that, and you know, it makes it sort of the master tool for spying. And I don't think it was ever meant to be that.
Yeah, it's a new problem or challenge that we're facing as a world, really, of, okay, we have this new thing where all this information can go so quickly, and now we have this technology where everyone can know what everyone's doing, at least in the government, but it's possible for us to all look at each other. Of course, one is keeping everything, putting limitations on the public. And so, but this is the theme for all of us, and what we do with it now is definitely going to set the precedence for what's to come. I mean, this is a very new challenge, and the fact that we're discussing it and the world knows how important it is. I mean, I think that we have to prevail. We seem to be doing a good job by standing up and going, okay, no, Big Papa government, not happening.
Yeah, now's the time to do it before it becomes impossible to. And, you know, I've heard the argument that, well, I don't have anything to hide. I mean, why do I care if they snoop in my phone or whatever? But it's way beyond that. I mean, take, for example, say you were doing some investigation on breast cancer, and then suddenly your insurance company cancels your insurance because they had some back channel information that you were investigating breast cancer, or say that you were doing something and suddenly you got fired at work because, I mean, at what point does privacy completely disappear and everybody that has an economic gain to know everything about you uses that to your disadvantage? You have to at one point say enough is enough. Privacy is a right in itself. We don't have to justify it. You know, it's part of the Constitution, the Fourth Amendment. So,
right.
That's
like,
well put, David. That was very well put. If people don't think they can't be hurt by a complete intrusion of Big Brother, then they should think again for very, very fundamental purposes.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you have to be planning a bank job or bank robbery or something to think that your privacy is something that can get you in trouble. I mean, there's just so many aspects of your life that can be taken advantage of and profitized by the insurance, by the medical, by government, by just so many different angles that anyone that has any kind of imagination at all has to realize that this has to be stopped.
And the proof of that is in how much industry has been devoted to putting what information that they, quote, legally can take off of the internet for your email or what have you, of this or that. And they sell that information from Amazon or from, you know, all of these other profiteering motivated websites to other profiteering motivated websites to inundate you with information on something to purchase, a form of commercialization, yes, but it's also invading your privacy is what they've done.
Yeah, and I've also heard the argument, well, Facebook does it or Gmail does it or whatever, but there's a big difference between someone that is mining your data to try to sell you something as opposed to mining your data and deciding whether they should make you disappear or not.
Yeah. Even that goes a little far with, you know, your job can fire you because you put an unfavorable post on Facebook. I mean, that happened.
It happens right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I've heard of rumors of people that actually have investigated cancer treatments and they suddenly get fired at work.
Wow.
It's happening right now.
Oh, that's bad. That is very bad. I remember the first time that I saw the hints of this was watching the movie with Sandra Bullock called The Net. I had bad dreams with that because I was just getting used to The Net and starting to use it. I mean, I had a computer from Radio Shack, people. I was using
Remember Radio Shack? Well, they just had those commercials that the 80s wants your store back or something like that. I thought that was sort of humorous. Yeah. They had all these 80s characters, you know, like Hulk Hogan and all this stuff going into the store. That was funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, never mind.
No, but, you know, I've been online for a long, long time, and I do my banking online. I do everything online. It makes business happen quicker. It's got all its wonderful. Now, if they begin to, you know, if any government branch wanted to access my information and make my life troublesome, they could do so very quickly. And I guess it's true for just anybody now. Mm-hmm. And it's not confined to American citizens at all.
Yeah. You know, and the thing is that the NSA has got their tentacles and everything, but you have to look at the cost benefits here. I mean, what have they actually done to make United States, you know, safer? Or does anybody feel safer because of this? I mean, all these revelations. I mean, have they actually proven that they've done any good as far as stopping some terrorist act or something like that? You know.
Nothing.
You know, some terrorists have not been propped up by the FBI. I mean, a real terrorist, you know.
Right. Exactly.
People are more, you know, more and more folks are. Wilkinson, I saw on television, on the news, I saw in West Virginia with the water poisoning situation there. You realize that the public does not for a minute believe the FDA or any of the leadership. They don't believe the government anymore. They're outright saying that the citizens of different towns and cities that have been affected, where their children are going to school and coming home saying, Mom, at my school, it smells like licorice, you know.
But that distrust is not a disease. It's a symptom of a disease. It's a symptom that the government has completely BS'd us for so long that nobody trusts the government anymore. And whose fault is that? Whose fault is that? That is the government's fault. And it's going to take a long, long time if they ever restore. So, I mean, they probably have two choices. They can either try to restore the trust or they can just beat us down until we're just completely in servitude that it doesn't matter. You know, I mean, what direction are they going to take?
Well, what direction are we going to take?
Exactly.
On Tuesday, we're going to take the direction of, fuck you, I've had it. This is not good. This isn't right, and I'm against it. And I'm using my right to say so.
Exactly.
I'm putting up everything on all my virtual sites that says "fuck you, NSA," and "fuck you." By the way, all you bastards in Washington that could do nothing but give yourself hikes in pay and sit up there and push me, pull me for corporate, you know, for the corporations you represent. You don't represent people in Washington. They represent corporations.
Yeah, those Dianne Feinsteins and all those people. I mean, they're so in bed with the intelligence industry. It's pathetic.
Oh my God. They feed them so much. And I'll tell you who's in corporate bed. The biggest is the White House. And it couldn't be clearer to me. I'm down in the southeast of the country. You know, hey, us down here, the corporate sacrifice, and it happened under the watch of this president. He could have done something about it, and he hasn't.
Yeah.
And basically, that's where we're at. We're at a place where we're going to say on Tuesday, screw you. We've had enough. David. How many, and Nick, I mean, anybody here and anyone in the chat room, which is filled with a lot of great supporters, including Trisha and Ra and a lot of people listening out there, maybe Mike too, I'm not sure. But good ideas and how to make your protest viable. Well, what's the best thing you can do? I mean, especially if you're going to work and coming home and it's a regular work day for you, what can you do to be a part of this protest?
Well, I think it all comes down to awareness. The more people that are aware that people are starting to fight back, I think there is the anger out there. It just has to be focused and make people aware that there's starting to be some organization on fighting back about this. There's another sort of a movement, and I think it's actually been passed in 4 states where I don't remember exactly what the legislation states, but it basically comes down to if any government entity goes against the Fourth Amendment and some of the spying and other stuff, that they cannot supply the infrastructure like electricity and water to that government entity. So basically what they're saying is they're trying to shut off the electricity to some of these NSA plants like in Colorado and Utah and stuff like that. If I can look it up right quick.
You know something about those, and I've seen you write about it in the Journey Room on Facebook and such, and I was kind of stunned. They're pretty huge, aren't they, David?
Oh, some of these networks?
Mm-hmm.
Can't really get in too much because I actually have some family members that work there. But, yeah, they're enormous.
Well, you've got to wonder how big a motherboard would they need?
Well, they have, like, thousands and thousousands of servers.
Oh, yeah.
So like,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the place in Utah is, I mean, they have their own grid system. It's like a city in itself. You know, they have, and the weird thing is they use so much electricity that they right now they've already had 10 meltdowns of the grid because they're pulling so much power.
Wow.
This place in Utah is just, the center is on 247 acres, and the building, which has the main servers, is 1.2 million square feet.
Wow.
Can you imagine 1.2 million square feet of enclosed servers, electronics, office, you name it. Everything in the whole country is going to that.
I can't imagine the air conditioning bill.
Well, I'm looking it up right now, and it says the cost of the center was over $2 billion, and each month it's $1 million plus electricity bill.
Wow.
That seems
$1 million.
It sounds
That's a lot of light bulbs.
Yeah. And you see what's important to them, you know. But also, it is our waking up period, and it is our understanding what's going on. They're looking at us, but we're looking at them. And thanks to Snowden and Schwartz and all these guys, we do know what's going on. I mean, they really are crusaders for us, and we can feel it. We know what we're reading. It's hard to really lie to people who are paying attention. And also with these movements, that we know that they work. I mean, it's a wonderful lesson for all of us. They work. Yes. They get things done.
Well, they would
be. If it wasn't for Snowden, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. We would still be completely in the dark.
Yeah.
So in that respect, he has done us, he's done the country a tremendous favor.
Yeah.
There was recently it was on the, I don't know how many of y'all get cable, but I do, and there's the station out of Chicago, which was like the Atlanta station, it's called WGN, I believe. And they play movies and old shows and stuff, and they have news. And they played the interview in Germany with Snowden on their channel.
Yeah, it was basically blacked out with the rest of the media, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was WGN, yeah. Ross says it's WGN. I've watched it for years because I've had an accessibility to it for years with cable. Many other networks have, I'm not sure, I think Young Turks played it. Didn't they play it over there on?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it is making it, of course, Russian television. And also the one that... somebody posted Real News Network. I've been getting their emails for well over a year. They are a network, independent. I believe they're in England. I'm not sure. They're based out of England, but the Real News Network does these little film clips, and they get people like Chomsky and all these different experts in. What can you call it? Truth saying? I don't know how to put this anymore. Anybody who's going to tell you what kind of dope crap you're hearing in the MSM and rebuke it, these guys get it, and they put it on, and they do it with experts, including people that you see every day. You know, MSNBC has got, like, Ezra Klein is starting his own website. Geez, what is it called? Free Network something? But he's completely doing it away from the Washington Post wouldn't support it. And he's gone and got backers. And I'll bet you what we see on his network will be a lot of interesting illumination. And Glenn Greenwald, of course, their website is coming up pretty quick. I think it's this month, isn't it, David, that they're going to debut
it? Yeah, it is. Yeah, I might want to mention, I just put a link in the chat room there, and the group I was talking about is called NullifyNSA.com. And they're the ones that are bringing the legislation on each state individually. They have four states already that says that if the NSA is doing anything illegal, that the state cannot supply electricity or the necessary infrastructure for them to run. So it's sort of cutting them off at the umbilical cord there. It's actually a pretty... ingenious idea.
Sure.
That's a really great, and thank you for putting that site up there. It's nullifynsa.com.
Yes.
That's important stuff to know. There's also one other person I want to mention here who has not really sold out to the MSM and is gaining more and more viewership on MSNBC, and that's, who was the little guy before Rachel Maddow? It went right out of my head.
Don't you hate that?
I do. Somebody take up the slack here while I Google it. But he was on the Sundays, and Steve Kornacki took over for him. I'm going to kick myself on this one.
this is always a fun game with yourself, isn't it?
But the point is that he has not sold out, and he's gotten they're letting him go ahead with it, you know. They haven't taken him off the air.
Huh. I'm trying to think of who it is.
I'm gonna get it in a minute. but
it's Chris Christie.
That's a good one.
Let's see, Rachel Mann.
He's right before. I can't believe this. I'm getting a weird sight here.
Starting already.
Yeah, you're screwing with me here. And it's all about the Olympics and Chris Christie. Oh. You know, the big decision on the Keystone XL, I guess we know where that's going, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
There was no...
You know, the thing is, was there ever a doubt? You know, I mean, you think about it.
No.
I mean, they never did stop building the pipeline in the United States, and they never did stop building it in Canada. It was just the connection across the border that was... whole dispute. I mean, they never stopped.
No.
I mean, Cushing, Oklahoma is where the central hub of all the gas and oil is, believe it or not. And they had a pipeline there already in sections, but they were just expanding it. That work never stopped. Yeah, they had some actual protesters here in Oklahoma that unfurled a banner in the Oklahoma City legislature, and it was a couple of protesters, and they had them arrested, claiming that they were terrorists, and the glitter that fell off the sign, they were claiming it was some sort of unknown chemical.
Really?
Amazing.
Yeah, that's the new thing now, is protest equals terrorists, and it's happening more and more often.
Yeah. But it shows you where the power is, doesn't it? I mean,
it does. Yeah,
spend...
Alec is doing a lot of this. Yeah, they have these ag gag type laws that they've been trying to implement for quite a long time. The ones that, you know, the people that were start to work at some meat processing plant and then take some inside videos and expose it. Well, there are several states. Texas is one of them where they've made that illegal. That you can actually, it's a felony for you to videotape processing plant as it processes its daily operations. Called
like
ag-gag
why,
law.
Unless you're doing something messed up.
That's
like.
Right, yeah, yeah. You know, it's amazing how the regular Joe Blow citizen is supposed to be, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, we don't have anything to worry about. But when it comes to these businesses, man, they don't want you to do anything, do they?
Yeah, you can't watch us at all. You can't look at us.
That's
you can't
right.
Think about
us. No,
you can't even
no.
try.
You're a terrorist. Yeah,
yeah,
you're a terrorist. You're videotaping us. Or the cops, you know, if they're making an arrest on the street, you go up there with a video camera and suddenly, you know, it's all about privacy. But
yeah, no. You're in trouble too now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, guys, I feel really bad because I really admire this little guy. His name is Chris Hayes.
Chris Hayes?
Yeah, Chris Hayes. If you catch
well,
him.
Well, see, I was pretty close with Chris Christie.
Got half right.
Chris Hayes.
One fourth right.
Really
small
good
guy.
Job.
Small doesn't apply.
Well, we didn't have as many call-ins as I would have liked, but I'm awfully glad we got this information out. Thank you so much, David. We still got 10 minutes here before the 6 o'clock hour, and though I've got that much more to go, I figure we've pretty much got in a lot of really good information, and I'd really like to go over again before the end of the show here. Some of the places people can go to get good information on all this, and a lot of it has been supplied here by David, especially.
Yeah, I put some links here. TheDayWeFightBack.org, that's the protest tomorrow. And one of the organizations that have really been there from day one, and they have taken a lot of legal work to the Supreme Court, and they've been back even when that guy – the whistleblower AT&T way back when they had room 641 and wiretaps and all that stuff with AT&T. It's the electronic, well, it's EFF.org, the Electronic Frontier Foundation. And they've been, I mean, they're the ones that are the heroes of this whole thing for 10, 20 years. They've been there for a long time, and they're really doing the battles that has to be done. And I highly recommend that anybody who's interested in the subject go to EFF.org and do some research. And by the way, they're part of this Day We Fight Back as well, too. So.
And it's actually on Tuesday. Isn't it Tuesday?
Yeah.
Tuesday,
the 11th.
The 11th, not tomorrow.
Yeah.
Folks listening out there this evening or in archives, this is Tuesday the 11th, which is the day after tomorrow. And all you have to do is keep talking about it. Post, you know, if you work from home or even if you're at work and you're online, most people are at work are online too. You can post articles about this through your Tumblr account, your Twitter online, your Facebook account. Generally, there's an ongoing discussion information going on Facebook or on Facebook. There's a lot of push me, pull me over there.
You know, it's all about awareness, making people aware. That's the one power that we still have that we're fighting to keep is the ability to do that in social media. We still have that power, but it's not always a guaranteed thing, and if we don't fight for it, it may not be there in the future. So very important stuff.
It is.
And they're not spending all this money and all this time and all this looking if it wasn't for a really good reason and something that was worth protecting for ourselves.
Absolutely.
And I'd like to put in here, too, that, you know, I declare Tuesday, and this is going out, and thank you, Raw, for the hat tip of this. I declare that on Tuesday there will be no virtual Mercury retrograde. Your message will get across. So post away and make sure that you're talking about it wherever you're being virtually speechful. But I don't. That's a word. That's a saying. I don't know what explains that.
Visual, maybe.
virtually. Yeah, I guess so. But we're always having conversations. You know.
Present.
So, because. Ron,
sorry about that. My phone dropped. I hope it didn't make any much noise, but
no,
my phone
all.
Dropped.
No, not at all.
I'm looking at them. You know, I've always wasn't quite clear on Mercury retrograde, so I'm looking it up and
figure
out what. I mean, I know it sounds sort of ignorant, but
not at all. During a Mercury retrograde, everything is. It's not that it's a terrible time so much as it's one of those times when people just find that they haven't crossed all their T's and dotted all their I's. You end up having to redo many things. Retrograde, redo, revisit, and it's quite true. And if you look at it historically, it's always been pretty accurate. Although in the last couple of years, they've been pretty asinine. Screwed up.
It's a cosmic sit and spin for 3 weeks, you know.
Oh yeah. So I guess I can sort of blame that instead of my eventual senility that's going on my old age.
You sure can.
Oh, it's Mercury retrograde. Yeah, that's what I'm going with. Ooh, I
just
crap my pants.
Calendar.
No, that's Mercury retrograde.
Miscommunication and it's fighting.
Just good to be aware of these things.
Yeah.
As you know, it gives you a heads up. But the point is, on Tuesday, just make sure that you're spending some of your virtual time, whether it's cruising or it's just looking for recipes online or it's just saying hello to your friends on Facebook or Twitter, or posting a picture on Tumblr, or what's the other one? What's the other? Instagram. I'll tell you what to post on Instagram. Post the little banner that says to everyone right now that this is the day we fight back. And
yep.
Folks get it, and they'll look for it, and they'll wonder why. And so these are the things we can do, bring up the awareness. And I know that there's going to be a banner over at Roundtree 7, isn't there?
Yes. I was working on it before the show.
There you go. Lots of websites, lots of blogs, lots of people contributing to the discussion of sanity on the planet are behind this. So one of the
last I looked, there was like 5,000 different websites that are in support of it on Tuesday. So, and it's growing by the second.
And don't be surprised if you see, like Freedom Works all for it, because they've got something to lose too, and that's okay. We can all be in one boat rowing towards the same shore if it brings us back our rights, you know?
Strange bedfellows, yep.
That's what they call that. I want to thank Nicole for coming on and taking Jack's seat today. Thank you so much, Nick.
Thank you. It was an honor. Thank you.
and as always, thank you so much, David, for calling in and bringing some brightness to the conversation here.
Oh,
yeah,
you're welcome.
Always a pleasure.
and I also want to thank all of the support I'm always getting out there, especially Aaron, Marta Feo, and Ruth Ann, and our wonderful Tricia. Pool up in New York, P.E. Nolan, who usually comes and sits in. And by the way, she can nudge the guy sitting next to her, who's a pretty good head politist. Pingo the Bear, who's going to be out there on Tuesday with the rest of them in New York City in the streets. We hope to hear more about that, you know. After it's said and done. But thanks to everybody, really. Thanks to everybody for all their support. And let's get this out there and pin up and post up and every place you do it, you know?
Yes, indeed.
Nice, for sure. And if I could self-plug for a second here, tomorrow on Spirit Therapy with Nicole, we're going to talk about love, and it's not mushy-gushy, really talking about why love is so powerful, and it has a lot to do with these things, you know, loving ourselves, loving the respect for ourselves, and loving the other as ourselves and sticking together. So that's what we're talking about to gear up for the whole Valentine's Day week. So check us out tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Great idea. I would say the power of loving our civil liberties is a good one too.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. David, thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
And everyone in the chat room, thanks so much. And thank you, Nick. And have a wonderful Break Your Legs show tomorrow night. And we're at the top of the hour, so I'm going to sign us off, as we usually do.
Cool. Thanks, Gwen. Thanks, David. Always nice to talk to you.
He just dropped on us.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. It's in the ethers.
It's in the ethers. I am going to be posting this show so folks get a really clear idea. I hope we bring up our bit. We bring up our awareness. And once again, before we go off, good luck to those folks in New York, Nick, you, and Pinko the Bear. Out on the streets on Tuesday. Do the good thing. Raw. And that's all we got for you tonight. This would be the Sunday show on Here Be Monsters. I thank you for listening. Thank you for being with me, Nick.
Thank you. Peace and love.
Hey, that's a good idea. I'll go with that. And so there you have it. We will be with you next Sunday, Jack Jodell and myself. And this has been sponsored by Roundtree 7. That's the number 7.com. It's a blog you want to go over to and check out all the information. And Daughters of Isis, www.fragrantmemoriesofourancestors.com. Come on over and take a look at the fragrant memories of our ancestors. And that will be it. We be gone.